congratulations, Kit. You must be pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. You know, we obviously, the changing room is a very happy place, and you know, our 3,000 travelling fans have gone home pleased, I'm sure.
Let's talk about the goals. Roddy Ager took that well, very nice finish. Christensen's a little bit, perhaps a little bit more lucky. Looked like he sort of flicked on the end of that.
Well, I said that, and he wasn't happy in the change room when I put that to him. I mean, he did fantastically well for Hugo's goal. Last, he set it up, and a great finish from Hugo. Obviously, he was been involved in a build-up to the second one, and you know, Brian's shot, and Les sort of stuck his leg out. He said he guided it into the corner of the net, but you know, I'm sure Brighton will be feeling slightly aggrieved with that, but listen, we'll take the win.
And you made the decision to recall Jack Grimmer from Shrewsbury Town, wasn't it? Yeah. Pleased with his performance today?
Yeah, got himself booked, obviously dived in a little bit, and but overall, no, did very well. Again, Jack's a player I had in the under-18s and the under-21s, know him very, very well. He's a great character, very competitive and a good player. So, no, delighted to have him back.
Fofana as well today, we saw a bit of him. In the long run, what sort of qualities do you hope that he will bring to the squad?
Yeah, again, he's a player I know very well from playing against him. You know, we've had some real battles against Man City 21s when I was taking our boys, and he's a very, very good player. Real great energy and strength and drive from central midfield. Very good running with the ball, breaking forward. He's a young player who's still learning, developing, but he'll bring an awful lot to our squad. For sure. So I know, really looking forward to working with him, and I know he's delighted to be here.
I just wanted an update on Brian Ruiz as well. He went off in the second half limping by the looks of it.
Yeah, looks very, very sore in there. He's obviously got it all iced up, and we'll get it x-rayed tomorrow, but can't say any more than that at the moment, but it certainly looks very sore for him.
And Watford next, probably going to be a bit of a tough game, but you must take confidence from today, and they're on pretty poor form by the looks of it.
Well, listen, we'll take great confidence, and you know, playing at Craven Cottage is fantastic for our boys. You know, get a home crowd behind us, and it'll be a brilliant game. I'm sure. I'm really looking forward to it, and we go into it with our tails up, if you like, and full of confidence.
All right, thanks, Kit. Well done.
Pleasure. Cheers.
Okay, thank you, Emma. Cheers.